I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. Coors Light is pretty synonymous with the Mountain West. A depiction of Colorado's 14er Wilson Peak is right there in the can. But the company that owns the lager is moving its North American headquarters from Denver to Chicago. And that's not the only change coming to the region's beer business. Fort Collins famed New Belgium is planning to sell to Lion Little World Beverages, a global company. If shareholders vote in favor of the sale, the brewery will no longer be employee-owned. New Belgium's Lee Pilser says this isn't the end of independent craft beer. It's just that the market is flooded at the moment.
There's over 7,500 independent breweries in the U.S. right now, and so many are going to continue to thrive and succeed. But we also believe that, you know, we'd reached a saturation point in the market.
She says the only way the company can grow and thrive at this point is to make this move. Colorado authorities have released a hold on a Woodland Park townhouse after a jury convicted a man guilty of killing its resident and the mother of his daughter. The man was found guilty last week in the death of the 29-year-old woman on Thanksgiving Day 2018. Court officials say the residence needs to be discharged and is likely to go to the woman's family, who could decide to sell. Real estate agents say the home could carry a stigmatized property label. Several feet of snow could fall in Colorado's mountains through tomorrow afternoon, with the heaviest accumulations expected in the San Juan Range as a powerful Pacific storm moves eastward. National Weather Service says travel could be difficult across a large portion of western Colorado through then because of snow combined with strong winds limiting visibility. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.